Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mapping Out the Millionaire Mystery by Brent Kessler positions itself as a practical guide to understanding how affluent individuals think about money, structure their finances, and make long-term decisions that protect wealth. Rather than presenting wealth as a single breakthrough, the book frames it as a repeatable system built from habits, financial principles, and strategic planning. Kessler, known for discussing banking concepts and cash flow strategy, focuses on the choices that often separate high earners from high net worth individuals. The core promise is clarity. Readers are encouraged to map their current financial reality, identify leaks and inefficiencies, and then apply a blueprint that prioritizes liquidity, control, and disciplined investing. The tone is designed for readers who want direction without needing advanced finance credentials. By emphasizing frameworks, mental models, and actionable steps, the book aims to replace vague motivation with a roadmap that can be applied across different incomes and career paths. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, wealth as a system, not an event. A central theme is that becoming wealthy is less about a lucky moment and more about building a system that consistently produces surplus cash, protects it, and puts it to work. The book encourages readers to move away from a consumer cycle where income rises and spending simply follows. Instead, it highlights the importance of intentional design, clear goals, defined rules for saving and investing, and a repeatable process for evaluating opportunities. This system's view also reframes common frustration. If progress feels slow, the issue may be the structure, not effort. Readers are guided to think in terms of inputs and outputs, income sources, fixed obligations, variable spending, taxes, debt service, and investment contributions. By mapping these flows, it becomes easier to identify bottlenecks and create a plan that does not rely on constant willpower. The emphasis is on consistency and control, building financial momentum through compounding behaviors. Over time, a well-designed system can turn ordinary decisions, like how you handle cash reserves or debt payoff, into a measurable advantage that accumulates year after year. Secondly, cash flow mapping and financial clarity. The book stresses that clarity precedes improvement, and it promotes mapping your financial life as a way to make better decisions. Many people know their income but cannot explain where their money goes, how much flexibility they have, or what risks could derail them. A mapping approach typically means documenting inflows and outflows, listing debts and their terms, identifying recurring expenses, and understanding how timing affects liquidity. This is not just budgeting for its own sake. The goal is to see the whole picture so trade-offs become obvious and planning becomes realistic. With a clear map, readers can spot patterns such as lifestyle creep, underinsured risks, high interest drag, or investment contributions that are too inconsistent to compound effectively. The book encourages building a plan that accounts for real life, including irregular expenses and emergencies, so progress does not collapse at the first surprise. This topic also connects to decision-making speed. When your cash flow is mapped, you can evaluate opportunities or major purchases with less anxiety because you can see the impact on reserves, debt payoff timelines, and long-term targets. Thirdly, banking strategy, liquidity, and control. Kessler is associated with discussions around how wealthy individuals think about banking relationships, liquidity, and financial control. In that spirit, the book highlights the idea that where you store and manage cash matters because liquidity influences both resilience and opportunity. If all progress is locked into illiquid accounts or tied up in payments that cannot be adjusted, you may feel wealthy on paper while remaining financially fragile. The book encourages readers to pay attention to cash reserves, access to capital, and the ability to maneuver during market changes or personal transitions. This includes evaluating how debt is structured, how quickly cash can be accessed, and whether your financial setup helps you act when opportunities appear. The broader point is not simply to save more, but to design a financial infrastructure that reduces stress and increases flexibility. Readers are pushed to ask practical questions. Can I cover setbacks without derailing goals? Can I invest when markets are favorable? And do my accounts and policies support my plan? This approach frames liquidity as a tool, not idle money, and it links control with long-term wealth stability. Fourthly, debt, risk, and the cost of financial drag. Another important topic is how debt and risk management can either accelerate or sabotage wealth building. The book encourages moving beyond simplistic rules and instead analyzing the true cost of financial drag, interest expense, fees, taxes, and the opportunity cost of money being trapped in inefficient structures. Readers are guided to examine debt types, interest rates, payment schedules, and the psychological toll of obligations that reduce flexibility. The emphasis is on choosing strategies that align with goals and risk tolerance rather than copying generic advice. Risk is treated broadly, not only as market volatility, but also as cash flow. risk, job risk, health risk, and the risk of being forced to sell assets at a bad time. This is where planning becomes protective. By addressing insurance coverage, emergency reserves, and contingency plans, readers can reduce the chance that one event wipes out years of progress. The book frames wealth as something to defend as well as grow. Minimizing drag and managing risk does not merely prevent loss, it also frees more cash to deploy toward investments, business growth, and long-term compounding. Lastly, long-term compounding through habits and decisions. The book ties wealth creation to repeated decisions that compound. Instead of chasing complex tactics, it promotes disciplined habits that stack over time, consistent saving, intentional spending, regular review of financial metrics, and strategic investing that fits your plan. Compounding is presented as both a math concept and a behavior concept. Small improvements in savings rate, debt management, or investment consistency can create large outcomes when sustained for years. The book encourages readers to set measurable targets and build routines to track them, such as periodic cash flow reviews or annual strategy checkups. This topic also emphasizes mindset. Wealthy outcomes often come from thinking in decades, not weeks. That long horizon changes how you evaluate purchases, lifestyle upgrades, and business opportunities. You begin to prioritize assets that produce cash flow or appreciate over time, and you become more cautious about liabilities that consume future income. By focusing on repeatable decisions, the book aims to help readers replace reactive money management with proactive wealth building, making progress feel inevitable rather than uncertain. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clearer, more structured approach to wealth building, especially professionals, entrepreneurs, and motivated beginners who feel they earn well but cannot translate that income into lasting net worth. It can benefit a reader's life by turning money from a source of stress into a manageable system. When you map cash flow, understand financial drag, and design for liquidity and resilience, everyday decisions become easier and more confident. You are less likely to be surprised by irregular expenses, forced into bad timing, or trapped by obligations that limit options. The book is also useful for readers who want a practical framework that connects mindset, planning, and mechanics such as banking choices, debt structure, and risk planning. Compared to similar personal finance books that focus mainly on budgeting tips or generic motivation, this one emphasizes structure and control, encouraging readers to design a financial infrastructure that supports long-term compounding. That focus can make it worth buying for anyone who wants a blueprint to evaluate decisions consistently, reduce inefficiencies, and build wealth in a way that is sustainable, adaptable, and aligned with real life. If you would like to support Brent Kessler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.